This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, where my name's first. We are back.
Do we have an outro?
Where's your name first at? Yeah, we have an outro.
Really?
What is it? And now your host.
It's different.
Eric and Everett.
No, we had one.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to the show?
No.
Well, then how the fuck would you know if we have an outro?
I'm in the show. What do I have to listen to it for?
You're out of here as soon as like we say, our show's over. You pull a TO and just hit the road.
Got him.
I didn't even know we had one.
Surprised you don't shit through the first 30 minutes of the episode.
Let's go back over that for a second. Our hosts, Eric and Everett. My name is first.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just the way it was originally done.
It's probably because
it's alphabetical.
Alphabetical order, yeah.
Are you sure?
In order of appearance.
Are you sure?
In any important categories, it would obviously be me, then you, but alphabetical.
Right. Sure.
Name one category where I don't beat your pants right off you.
Well, I know where you do get me at, and that's in stomach issues.
Oh, you got me there.
Ooh. Hey, when you were on that diet, you lost a lot of weight.
Arm wrestling.
Yeah, I'm just starting back up, too.
You and your arm
being
wrestling.
Good looking. Welding.
I want a deadlifting contest.
I can out deadlift you.
Okay.
I'll tear my back up to beat you.
You just have to just pick up real fast with your back, not your knees.
What the fuck are we talking about? We got way off
with
the target,
legs.
Right off the bat.
No, with your back and do it in a twisting, jerking motion.
Oh, yes, right. And if you want to, and then, you know. If you want to avoid catching coronavirus, don't wash your hands. And
drink Bud Light.
Go to China.
Why drink? Oh, because you don't want to drink.
Inhale around sneezes.
Hey, get your fucking life together, will you? Get caught up with my jokes here.
Your jokes are fucking generally dumb, though.
That's the idea. I mean,
is that the appeal?
That's why they're funny.
Is that why people like them?
Yeah, of course.
Chastity seems
dumb people
to think
like dumb
that
jokes.
You're a little high. You're
me
taking certain excursions
been, what,
of the imagination.
Hour and a half, 2 hours. What time is it? Yeah, about an hour, 15, 20 minutes.
When's the actual high at its apex? Like, if you smoke a joint, when do you get the highest?
Right then.
Pretty close,
really?
5
right.
minutes later.
Really? And then it's
sometimes
downhill
it sneaks up
all
on
the
you.
Way.
Really? Downhill?
Like well, I mean, if you take like a painkiller or a drug, it's 20.
Yeah, you come down eventually, but yeah, more or less, you just eat some food and like you just don't even notice it go away, and it's all of a sudden, I'm not high.
I was like,
well, how long does it last?
Depends on the weed. It could be fucking 20 minutes.
Are you inquiring because you want to smoke pot, Armand?
No, I'm just doing some
fucking Isaac Newton over here.
Yeah,
some analysis of drug addicts.
Oh yeah, why don't you analyze this while I
this guy
useless dregs of society.
Anyway,
it's not a drug.
How they became
it comes
that
from
way.
The earth.
Okay,
it's a plant.
So does heroin.
It just grows like that.
Okay, how about heroin?
Heroin's still man-made.
I don't know. It comes from the poppy seed, right?
Are you eating the poppy seed? You're smoking the
poppy
bud.
Poppy seed cake. Remember that?
Poppy will make you sleep.
Put those ants on the cake. Remember that?
I was thinking
when they were exterminators. You remember Three Stooges?
Oh, okay. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, poppy seed cake.
Yeah.
Or ants. What's the matter with you?
I'm just waiting to start the show.
Some Stooges,
what are we talking about
some
today?
Stooges aficionado.
It's supposed to be fucking COVID, but as always, it devolved into a docking discussion. Then Armand asking.
All right. Well, that's just the introduction. Let's
get to
the meat.
Worth of questions about marijuana.
Right.
Stock tips.
Hey, this shit's on the internet, Armand.
Yeah, now it's all blurry. I can't read what everybody's saying.
I did that because you were getting on my nerves.
Oh.
Anyway, this week we're talking about COVID-19, a.k.a. the coronavirus. You know what COVID stands for?
Coronaviral disease. 19 is the year, I guess, it was discovered. That's how
Perfect.
They typically do
Perfect.
It. Virus.
Wow, Nailed it.
That's pretty standard.
That's why we got the doc here.
Oh, a virologist.
That's not why we keep you here.
I'm a toe jamologist.
Venereal diseaseologist.
Oh, please. Yes. Right in with your questions. All Dr. Right, Love.
Be sure to send pics, huh?
Yes, right.
Let's hop right in. What is Corona?
It's a cerveza. Generally, I'd see one, I think.
Cerveza.
I was waiting for that. I think it's
you ever drink it? It's terrible.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like Corona. Even
don't
with
fuck
the
with it. I don't fuck with the lime.
Much, yeah, if you can do lime and all that other stuff, it's too much trouble anyway.
You might as well just get a mixed drink that's fruity and sweet.
Well, I think Corona is Latin. I mean, like the Corona of the sun is like a crown, right? Yeah. Isn't that Latin for
it's
a crown?
It's crown, yeah.
And that's what the virus looks like under electron microscopy.
That's the Corona also? Or am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. So this is described as a novel virus. Armand, what is a novel virus?
Novel virus.
Yeah, any idea?
Gotcha. Well,
I've heard of retrovirus and DNA virus and RNA virus, but why this isn't any of those? Is that why
this is a novel virus named for the crown-like spikes that protrude from its surface,
which are were they glycoproteins?
I don't know. I didn't check that part of it out.
Spikes are glycoproteins.
Didn't seem important at the time.
The little mushroom heads.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. That's one way of describing it.
Did you know it can infect both people and animals?
Well, that's how I think that's. Didn't it originate supposedly in
a bat?
I think it was.
It was a bat, I think.
It was in a restaurant. Well, I heard from bats. I've heard it started in a restaurant and they shut the place down. And I've heard all kinds of stuff.
No, I think it originated in something else first and then came to bats and then to humans. Because it's supposedly been around like 70 years, if you don't believe Tom Cotton.
Well, there's been a shit ton of these actual coronaviruses. I mean,
yeah.
SARS is a coronavirus.
That's correct.
MERS.
MERS is a coronavirus, yeah. The Middle East Respiratory Syndrome.
So why are they all umbrellaed under Corona, though? They're not, like, it's not under SARS, like the S.
I don't want to get racist, but they all look alike, you know?
I agree.
That's in poor taste.
Is it? I thought it was funny.
Each virus is unique in its own way.
It can cause a range of respiratory illnesses.
Social construct.
From common cold to the more dangerous is like acute respiratory syndrome or SARS, severe acute.
Yeah. So. Even though I believe... it's not as it's. I think it's much more supposedly virulent and.
They say it's moderately infectious, similar to SARS, very similar.
But
to
I mean
SARS
the rate of death.
So
it's hard to. It's
they're saying between 2-4%, but that's kind of the discussion. Like what the fuck?
Right. I don't want to get ahead of it. Now you. I know
right.
You've got
that's
this all
the
outline,
end.
So I don't want to get ahead.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
The flu is not that bad.
That's correct. Ross is correct. The common cold, I believe, is a coronavirus. That's right.
Oh, very good, Ross.
Boy, I'll
Thank
tell you.
You.
We got virologists in the audience.
Scientists.
He's had enough diseases, that Ross.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I thought he was from the UK, and he's actually from like Michigan.
Which Ross?
Ross Horan.
Yeah. Oh, he's from Michigan?
Yeah, I thought he was British for sure.
Why'd you think that?
I have no idea. It just sounded like Ross is a nice British name.
He's kind
MMA
of a...
MMA fighter that was come from there with the name Ross.
So how worried should you be about the coronavirus?
Very.
I'm not worried at all.
I was at the courthouse this morning. 10 fucking people had dust masks or masks on.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Come on.
Hey, you know who ain't got corona, right?
Everybody relax. Go ahead and sneeze on other people. Don't wash your hands.
Well, that's pretty gross.
We don't endorse that.
Ross is from Wisconsin, he said.
That's what I meant.
They're saying, though, the seasonal flu, though, is a way more of a risk. Something like in this season right now. I'd have to bring in my thing, but 26 million or so people in this season have contracted the flu virus. Something like 14,000 people have died from the flu this season.
Now, do you get your flu shot every year?
No, I don't bother with it.
Fuck no.
I never do.
Come on, man. I'll
take
the flu.
Viruses give you autism, or vaccinations give you autism.
Oh, now we got to do we do a show on that? I'd love to do a show on that one.
You know, we should redo that. That was one of the worst shows in the history of the show.
Oh, that's great.
We did a show on autism?
No, I did.
You did a show on autism? I never listened to it. No, I did listen to it. It was fucking terrible.
Just on vaccinations, yeah. It was like our third show, and I was fucking around. You weren't able to come in that week, so I just...
It's trash.
Thank you. That's why I said...
Is it still up?
Probably.
Thank fucking God you're going to take that down after we get off the air.
No, I'm keeping it up there for the walls.
I've got a few shows I want taken down, too.
Nope.
What do you want taken down? The one with the song?
Would I go on a cruise? Yes. Not to China.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, take that down, God damn it.
Damn it.
I'd go on a cruise.
Hurting Betty Grovenstein's feelings, Armand. Jeez.
For real. What happens if you meet Brett?
If I got half off.
That 5'2", 190 beauty, big brown nipples.
Listen, I'm trying to address
Hebrew
our listeners' queries.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Would you please address the queries?
Would you go on a cruise anytime soon? Yeah. If I got a good deal, sure.
What's a good deal to you?
I was going to say, Ross, it seems like you're very intelligent, so naturally... Eric assumed you were from England, so that's kind of his prejudice.
He thinks people from England are smart.
Yeah, I think he does.
I think they use vocabulary in a nice way.
Better like than you.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
Like that I don't.
We got to do a show on that.
What's that?
Are the English more intelligent than the Americans?
I wonder
be
if
a good show.
Better schooling, I think.
I mean, that's a, I would say, what do you judge by?
Yeah, what's your
average
basis?
Average IQ?
Well, we're going to have to determine that. Well, he said vocabulary. That'd be an interesting test.
I think their vocabulary is pretty good. Hmm. Except they call fries chips and soccer football. Other than that, we're good, yeah.
Listen, I just want to say as a disclaimer, I'm not responsible for any deaths from going on a cruise, Chastity, so.
He's going to kill you.
Well, good. People were going to.
Well, she said he'll
kill you. That means he'll kill you.
Okay. Disclaimer.
I would never go on a boat with Armand. I'm just
saying.
Fuck
no.
Yeah. Well, come on. Let's get a real small cabin with one bed.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not that they won't. It's just it's the implication of if they don't.
It's not that you would throw the person overboard, but if they didn't have sex with you, but.
Did you see that
the implication?
Port? A few months ago where that grandfather was playing with his kid and he dropped it off the and killed the poor little kid?
Oh my fucking God.
Wasn't that horrible? I mean, that's terrible.
No. Yeah, I don't even want to watch that.
Oh no. And now I think they're charging the guy.
I think as they should.
Oh, come on.
Kind of fucking idiot puts his kid over a balcony. You Michael Jackson should have charged his dumb ass too.
I disagree, Gestapo. It's a free fucking country.
Mr. Himmler, Herr Himmler.
Okay, well.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have charged the guy who dropped his kid, you know, reckless endangerment, something like that. You know, it's not murder. But, and I don't even think it's, what's the less than murder?
Manslaughter.
Manslaughter. I doubt it's even that. Reckless homicide, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, boy. The guy's like 75 years old. And
was it grandpa or something?
Grandfather, yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah. He didn't mean to, huh?
Well, I doubt he did.
Right.
So the virus originated in Wuhan, China. You guys familiar with that?
I've been there.
Have you?
No.
Far out. And it has sickened over tens of thousands of people. Something like 40,000 people now have gotten
here again. Before we start any of this, how much of this do we trust as far as epidemiology of the
getting ahead of ourselves?
Chinese communists.
The reports coming out are in Hubei that the actual fatality rate is higher than anywhere else. They're saying, which a lot of people, including myself, think is. They've let out wrong fucking numbers on accident,
right?
And this disease is probably worse than what they're letting on. But we'll get there. We got some.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to hear again. I don't want to take.
You're the hell out
of sequence. I would slap the shit right out of your mouth. Good.
All right. So now they do think that now the theory is though that apparently that laboratory is in Wuhan though, the one where they actually do the.
It was like the name is Wuhan Viral Institute, I think.
Right,
and it's right next to the meat market. Oddly enough, yeah.
That's a
good idea.
This is all natural. You know what I'm saying? The government.
I can't think of a better place to put the lab.
Right next to the meat market? You never know.
That was a piss poor.
It's already traveled over two dozen other countries.
I think 25 or more, do they say, right?
Which is over two dozen.
Is that why you said that? You just made that up?
He's got you there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Savage. All right, back to my fucking drawing board here.
Chris Jericho just released an episode. Isn't he a wrestler?
Yeah, he
is.
This guy's on
podcast,
though. This guy's on podcast, man. He knows everything.
I know, but
look, when you got your own podcast, Armand, you can fucking talk about whatever you want.
Well, let's talk about wrestling, then. I'd rather talk about that.
Have fun. There's another one on the network.
On Chris Jericho's podcast.
I'd like to talk about that over half of China's population is facing travel restrictions.
Is that all? I thought they were all, really, just half, huh?
Just about half of them. At this point, 10% of the population can't even leave their homes without restrictions. Some of them are not allowed to leave but once every 3 days to get groceries, and they're not allowed to be out of the house for more than 2 hours. And only one representative of the home is allowed to leave it at a time. That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah,
what does that tell you about
China or how bad
this
is?
It sounds like, the dictatorship is worse.
What if it was here? Do you think if it was that bad here, do you think they would ever quarantine people like that in their homes?
Boy, I hope
I think they should.
You think our population would allow that?
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell
you
what.
You think the rednecks in this fucking area would be like, well, fuck you, I'm going out whenever fuck I want.
Listen, that's one way to get my fucking anti-government ass to stay inside during an apocalypse. Well, there's a fucking virus out here. Hang on. Wait a minute.
Well, you do notice virus. The streets of Hong Kong are empty. You know, all that stopped.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know, so Wuhan is not near Hong Kong.
Who cares, right?
Which is kind of weird.
Which just makes it an excuse.
Causation or correlation equals causation. Everett, you should have known that.
No, apparently. I forgot about logic being
gone. No, it's post hoc, ergo propter hoc.
Enough of
post doc.
No, post hoc, ergo.
Post doc with your cock.
Proctor hoc.
Doc.
Are you Eminem?
Hmm?
Nothing. Never mind.
Hey, listen, didn't you ask me a question about Latin the other day and I got it right?
I did, yeah.
I'm pretty good. I took Latin. I know my Latin.
I didn't.
In some neighborhoods, you have to show an ID and sign in and sign out and have your temperature checked whenever you leave your neighborhood.
Rectally?
I don't know what they're doing. Probably laser or
I would hope.
Temporal.
Is that the most accurate?
Enough. Yes, it is.
Rectally is the most accurate. Yes. Over the armpit?
Yeah, in the city of Zion.
In the orifice.
You cannot leave for once every 3 days and no longer than 2 hours. Isn't that fucked up? Tens of millions of people are living in places where local officials have encouraged but not ordered neighborhoods to restrict people's abilities to leave their home.
No, so you don't have a problem with any of this?
No. Is there a virus out? It's going to kill me. Yeah? I'm staying the fuck home anyway.
Okay, that's your, but yeah, that's okay. your That's your choice. I don't have a problem with that.
Y'all should stay the fuck home too, so you don't affect each other.
Cops out there.
Look, I want there to be a society when I'm out, come out of my cave. So that means you fuckers can't leave your cave either, because you're going to infect each other and get all fucking sick.
Yeah, it's kind of a societal.
Well, how does that hurt you if you're staying home then? That's good for you.
Because when the virus is gone, I want there to be people here.
Well, how are you going to eat then?
I'm not going to eat you.
Cannibalism.
I wouldn't eat me.
I'm not eating either one of you guys.
I'd eat you.
I'll eat someone else.
I'd eat both of you, to be honest with you.
You probably could.
Oh, you fucking...
Yeah, I got you. How dare you?
That's low-hanging fruit, Armand. Come on now. Don't make me do credit. We can do better than that on our jerks. Well, how's it go, Armand?
What's that?
Greta.
Oh, you stole my yurt. How dare you?
Okay. Oh, you're such a savage, Armand.
Oh, don't get me started. I can't
stop. How dare you?
I hate children.
All right, so anyway... What do you say about that? This mandatory quarantine?
I think it's probably a good thing. It's scary that you'd have to be manually quarantined, but that's one of the times where you could say the good of the people needs to be served.
That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
You're gonna get my anti-government ass to sit down real quick with a fucking hardcore strain of something.
Mm-hmm. Ebola has hit everywhere here. If you stay inside, you'll live, and if you go outside, you'll die.
All right, I'm there. I'm home.
You want to die of Ebola?
Yeah.
And you think the government's gonna quell something like this?
I'm not saying
if your life's in the hand of your government.
It would be Metabo, but
you're dead.
I'll tell you this. I've started buying extra food just in case.
Are you kidding?
Because
of this?
Well, this is something. You never know what the fuck could happen at any particular time. It doesn't hurt to have 2 weeks extra of canned goods and shit like that just laying around.
Yeah. A couple 12-packs of Mountain Dew.
I have a compound bow in my car.
That wouldn't last me long.
I don't even hunt, but I have a compound bow. I forgot to tell you about that.
Yeah.
Do you need a compound bow?
You'd mention it 4 or 5 times. I just let it go real quick because I was like, I don't even give a fuck.
You've got a compound bow?
Yeah.
For why? What'd you trade for it?
Well, all of that is irrelevant.
No, it's
totally irrelevant.
The fact you have a compound bow is irrelevant.
Okay, fair point. Move on.
You know how to handle it?
No.
Does he even have an arrow? He just has a bow.
I have 10 arrows with broadheads on them.
It's amazing that you actually have an arrow. That's surprising.
I have 10 of them and a case, and I got one of them release things.
Going to put your head between
goddamn
the
Legolas.
Bow
and I'm coming, the string. I'm coming in dressed as Legolas to fucking Morrow. You can
guarantee
it. He's
using it as a club.
Hawkeye over
here. Deer hunting. Arrow? What's that for?
So,
you're supposed to swing it.
Carrying on here with the show, you fucking fingers. Anyway, Japan, at the time of my research anyway, Japan had announced 88 more cruise ship cases.
Holy shit.
Bringing the total to 542.
Man, I'll tell you what, you probably get a pretty good discount then, huh? Maybe I'll go.
That's just on the one ship, though, the Diamond Princess. Oh, there's a couple ships that are actually quarantined. That one's in North Yokohama, Japan.
I'm not sure exactly where.
There's a couple of them, yeah. What was it? Cambodia, I think, that opened up its borders and said, bring you can dock your after having been turned down.
Sure.
By five countries.
Smart.
They said, come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in and dock here.
They need tourism.
It makes it look good for the rest of the world, yeah.
Hey, watch it with that docking stuff.
Hey, y'all can dock here.
Let's say, officials said that as of Tuesday, 2,404 of the 3,700 passengers and crew initially on board had been tested for the virus. How the fuck have you not tested them all at that point?
Well, there's 3,700 people.
What's the point? Are you keeping everybody in the room? If you don't test everybody right off the bat, you don't know who has it, who to keep away from each other.
I'm not sure what the point of it is anyway.
Yeah, I mean...
They're not going to let anybody off the boat.
Shit, there was one boat they had let people off before they realized there was a problem. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's in the wild at this point.
Yeah, they need to just synthesize a vaccine. I mean,
not
a vaccine.
Some sort of treatment.
Yeah.
I think if they could make a vaccine, that would make sense, but it's just not that simple. One of the things that I was talking, I'll have notes on this later, is these viruses are flash in the pan, right? They come every year or so.
Of course.
They're different every time. So, A, you've got no time to research it beforehand, to do your clinical trials, do your human studies.
Right.
Because you never had any, exposure to this specific
It's just
strain.
A new genetic.
And there's no real money to it. You know what I mean? You can't be prepared for something. There's no point in doing it. So when these things hit, it's just going to hit. Unless it's something like that we've already
now,
got.
Now, to me, makes me optimistic that, sure, every year there's going to be some strain of some virus that's going to kill old people and maybe babies and immunocompromised people. But something like the Spanish flu, which killed 20 million or 30 million in 1920, right. I think that's highly unlikely in this day and age.
Well, it's a lot like a meteor. You know what SS I mean? Tactics. We're hit by a meteor, little tiny meteors every single day. Well, every few million years, we get hit with a fucking walloper. You know what I mean? So every few, you know, 100 years or so, we're going to get hit with a disease. It may start out like fucking the Wuhan virus here, the coronavirus. But in a few weeks after it hits round number two and it mutates or whatever, we could be looking at a Spanish-type flu.
Well, I think the worst one would be probably AIDS, wouldn't you say? And we've kind of got the, even though it's killed a lot of people.
I mean, that's been a pretty bad epidemic.
Yeah,
that we
that's about the
cure.
Worst I can think of in the last 30 years or 40 years. And we've got that under to where to this point.
Hey,
now,
Magic Johnson's still alive.
A lot of people are still alive.
If you got money, you can survive AIDS if you got money.
You don't need money. It's at least where I was.
He'd been HIV. He's been positive since the 80s. HIV positive since the 80s.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Most
people die from that shit in like 4 years.
They used to. Not anymore. Not with the drug cocktails they have.
Well, you don't have.
These are reasonably normal life.
He didn't even used to. I mean, he survived it when everybody was dying.
I'm talking they all do, though. I mean, because it's paid for by the state. No, it's paid for by the state.
That's fake news.
All right.
I was in a clinic with an infectious disease doctor. They all got it. Now, this is granted, that was in New Orleans.
So this is still going on about the Diamond Princess cruise ship, but a 14-day quarantine per passengers is set to end on Wednesday. People who have tested negative for the virus and do not have fever or respiratory symptoms will be checked a final time by an infrared camera before disembarking, according to notice given to passengers. On Sunday, the U.S. government evacuated American passengers opting to leave the ship. Some of them didn't. They said, fuck it, we'll hang out. Why? I don't know.
They want to take that shit back to their families, or that, or they didn't want to go back to work.
Or go back to America.
I'm not sure they'd be allowed. I think we've got some kind of ban on that.
Nobody's talking about Trump or climate change on that shit.
Greta is.
They'll be taken to a military base for a 14-day additional quarantine.
Uh-huh.
61 American passengers remain on the ship will not be able to return to the United States until March 4th at least.
Damn.
So if you didn't take this evacuation, you cannot come to the United States until
March 4th.
First
of all, that's not the worst place to be. You know, I'm locked down on a cruise ship. I can deal with
if
that.
If there's food and water and the toilets
Sorry
are still working.
Me.
If the toilets are still working, you're good to go. I mean, pretty much.
Well, I'd rather, the food and the water and a weight room.
Can you imagine
being
an employee on that? Think about this.
Oh, no, fuck you.
You were supposed
to
be off work 2 weeks ago.
I quit.
You've docked. Nobody can get off.
That's a motherfucker when you dock and nobody gets off.
All right, that was pretty funny. Gotta give you that one.
Uh huh.
Somebody's always getting off and there's docking involved. But.
Duh. Most of the time it's just Armand and then he's over.
The governments of Australia, Canada, and Hong Kong have also said they would evacuate citizens from the ship. So. Interesting on that.
All right.
There was a Brit who had been putting out Facebook videos and YouTube while waiting out the isolation with his wife.
I've seen this fella.
Did you? He said he had been told he'd been tested positive for the virus and be taken to a hospital, but his most recent post says that's not what it seems. He says, frankly, I think this is a setup. Mm-hmm. We are not being taken to a hospital, but a hostel. No phone, no Wi-Fi, no medical facilities. I'm smelling something really, a big rat here.
Big Chinese rat. They're the worst kind, those commie rats.
You know what? It's kind of interesting. We'll get to that here in a bit. But these fucking communist countries and their outbreaks, you know what I mean? They're very, very quiet about it. They'll let people die before they, come. Think Chernobyl. That's the perfect example. This is exactly like Chernobyl. The way
I'm
shit.
Not sure about
No, stick
that.
With me here.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear this logic.
So when Chernobyl happened, what happened? They downplayed the fuck out of it. They denied more or less for a while. And then, days later, weeks later, the rest of the world's starting to find out, i.e. the virus is out in the public. Here comes that radiation cloud over Europe. It's basically the same thing. This communist fucking country keeping shit down. The government suppressing, making sure there's no news getting out about it. Same thing with Chernobyl and with this virus. Does that make sense to you, that kind of logic?
Yeah, they're suppressing.
See where I'm going with that?
Well, totalitarian states, I think, they're going to downplay things that they find are going to be deleterious to the state, and they're going to upplay any kind of what they perceive to be upside to, so they're going to flaunt that as much as they can, although there's no upside, except if you vote for Bernie.
Of course.
Yeah, Bernie will straighten it all out.
Bernie is...
He's got to control China, so yeah.
Man, I don't want to get into it, but these fucking Democratic people, they're not... Really wowing me anyway.
Hey man, we're not doing politics, remember?
Sure we are.
No, I don't want to, but fuckers.
that about sums it up.
Yeah.
He's pissed because the fucking Trump let out Blago.
So
well, none of the Dems said shit.
After yesterday.
He is a Dem.
The latest number I had yesterday, there's 72,400 people infected in China.
72
here again. I don't even know if these
that was by
figures
yesterday.
Mean nothing.
For reference, when we did I was talking about this a week ago. Weren't we talking about this a week ago? What was the number?
So a week before that was 44,672.
Wait, what did you say it was now?
72,000.
Must have been 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Here again, if you believe these numbers, come on.
They're accurate to the person.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. 100%.
Yeah. Let's see. 1,800 CDC. Plus dead as of yesterday.
How many?
1,800 plus.
Man, I figured there'd be a lot more.
The rate of infections is actually decreasing is right. what they're showing now. So that's kind of good.
Should have just let it go.
So you're looking at a fatality rate of about 2.3%, which is far higher, honestly, than the seasonal flu, which is at 0.1% right. fatality.
I think it's higher than SARS, too, which is less than 1% it was. I mean, so, it's been a while.
You know, and a lot of people, too, like, let's think about it like this. If this disease was man-made, as you were saying earlier, Armand, is made that little factory right next to the town, can't a government or an entity creating a virus do better than a 1 to 2 to 3 to 4% fucking fatality rate? I'd say you failed at your job.
Yeah, if your job is to make deadly fucking viruses, you suck at your fucking job.
Right?
Yeah, but I think the trick is to make the virus deadly, but only kill people you want killed and not let it get out of control. So I think you want to probably err on the side of...
But that's the thing. A virus like this, once it gets into the wild, it will go worldwide. No matter who releases it, they are infecting their own population.
Well, that's yes. why they're downplaying the odds that this was made in a lab.
Yeah.
Most people deny that that was what happened.
Yeah, they're trying to
Got
say
an answer for everything,
don't you? A natural fucking... virus.
I don't. I wouldn't put it past the Chinese government. I mean, you know.
Duh.
I'm sure they're sheltering themselves from it pretty effectively. So what the hell? Let it go. You got what, 1.3 billion people? Why not kill half of them?
So where does it stop? If something's got a mortality rate of 99%, so like, is there an immunity somewhere? That's, you know, like, so I Am Legend, you know, killed fucking everybody, but there was very few people that were, you know, immune to it or whatever.
But if you knew it was coming and you quarantine yourself in an airtight room somewhere, you know, in a bunker.
An island.
Whatever.
Be the easiest way.
A bunker. You know, like Hitler's bunker was right. pretty much, you know, at its own source of air and everything else. He could have stayed there indefinitely as long as the food holds out.
Food and water held out, yeah.
Yeah, well, and if sewage. You're ready for it.
Well, I don't know. Well, like Eric's saying, whenever it hits 99%, yeah, usually it's probably due to immunities or people who are strong enough to somehow survive it. It's like when you get bit by a spider or a snake, right? Not everybody dies if you don't get the antivenom. Some people are strong enough to, you know, persist right. through that.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's
Stephen King's The Stand, for instance. You know, some people live through that.
It's very rare for a virus to kill, you know, a healthy individual. It's usually...
I thought you were going to say it's very rare for a virus to wipe out 99% of the population.
No, it happens all the time.
Sure.
Armand.
All right. I'm reading up on my mass extinctions anyway.
Are you? What did you figure
out? I got a good book.
What's it called?
They're Bad.
They're Bad?
Something about mass extinctions, yeah.
How about this little factoid? 30% of the people who have died are in their 60s. 30% who died are in their 70s, and 20% are age 80 or older.
Holy moly. Well, there
you go. That's clocking it in, and 80% of the people who have died are, like you said before, compromised older people right. or children.
Because their immune systems are just not geared to fight these off, unfortunately.
Now, here's something that's interesting. I was saying before, the fatality rate among patients in the Hubei province, which is where Wuhan is, center of China's outbreak,
Wuhan,
was 7 times higher than that of other provinces.
They did what?
The fatality rate where it broke out is 7 times higher than other provinces. See, so there's a real disconnect there. I think that's like an accidental, they shouldn't have got out type of thing. China would not want that number out.
Yeah, that's the actual number.
So that would still only put it at, what, 14 to
20%? Percent rate, mortality rate?
That's actually pretty fucking high then, 14 to 20% fatality
that's
rate.
That's Ebola kind of, well, Ebola's like 30% fatal. Ebola's pretty bad.
Yeah, Ebola's pretty bad. I'm not for sure.
I had that.
But I think, you know, I think that's explicable by saying that, you know, most of these viruses don't survive very well. You know, you wash your hands, you kill them, or they don't survive in the air too well.
Pussies.
But the closer you are, I think these more virulent strains, and then the farther you get away from the epicenter of it. I mean, here, you know, I'm not an epidemiologist, but it just makes sense.
Yeah, they're less strong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think they don't survive as much. I don't know.
The Chinese government has said more than 1,700 medical workers have contracted the virus. 6 of them have died.
Have you seen these films, by the way, of these things on YouTube?
I've seen a few.
They're hauling people away. And
seen the one? I remember when this first broke, there was a fucking whole lobby full of people fucking seizing up in a hospital. Like, literally just a fucking bunch of...
See, I don't think that... I don't think that was actually from this. I think that was just a fugazi, you know, not even a fake.
Is that what you think?
Like a reused piece of footage they put out every time something's going down to freak people out.
Is that what you think?
It's probably from a movie.
I never saw that movie.
Cheech and Chong's next movie?
No, not that one.
Not that one?
Not that one.
Be more specific. What movie? Outbreak?
That was a good movie. Don't get Eric started, though.
I fucking love Outbreak.
He'll start doing monologue after monologue from
that
movie.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I do a good Donald Sutherland, too. Or, well, no.
It's Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. I do a good
Dustin. No, not a good one.
It's not a good one. But
like his British accent? Oh, it's that quality?
Yeah. Drop the bomb, Billy. Yeah, it's a good one.
It's probably a little bit better than his British, but not by much.
You ever hear Nick Drago do Al Pacino?
Yeah, it's That's more funny. His intensity than That's his...
subpar. Yeah, whatever it is, it cracks me up.
Subpar at best.
It's not horrible. It's not horrible.
What are you talking about? It's funny.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's funny. I mean, you're funny.
What you getting
guy.
There?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, Eric has just presented Armand with some chocolates in a side in like a heart container.
I'll give it to Tonga.
This the history of these chocolates. You know what
Where
I mean?
Did you, wait a minute. Where'd you get them from? Wuhan? Where are these from? Yeah, Wuhan, China, right?
No. Who come in and give us those this morning?
I gotta check Drusev. The expiration Drusev. Date on this.
Drew did.
Drusev.
Drusev's had them.
Drusev, you know Drew.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a hysteria going on over in Europe. A British man tested positive for the coronavirus was branded a super spreader.
Super that's a big yeah. call, Armand. Wow.
His yeah, every move was called. Detailed sure. by his local media. Everywhere he went,
I'd
was,
like to find a chick with a
news.
Super spreader.
Everywhere you check, whatever.
And in other news, what? Jerry Jones has been spotted at the Safeway. Don't go to the fucking Safeway. Mr. Super Spreader.
What the hell does that mean? How do you get to define that?
I should have tackled him.
That's just it's just what they're calling him. I don't know why they're calling him that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Business has plummeted in a French ski resort identified at the scene of several transmissions of the virus. So that's pretty nuts. Just because there was a couple there, it's just killed a ski resort. Would you go to a ski
they
resort?
They killed
though?
It?
Well, no, but business has plummeted. Would you go to a ski resort, though?
I don't ski. I'd go on a cruise, though, for sure.
Where there'd been a corona?
So you'd step right onto the ship. Ah, Hell we've got 1,000 people if here. 500 free? Of them are infected with coronavirus, but come on board.
Oh, I don't know about that. That wasn't a stipulation. Is
well,
that?
I mean,
the question was, would you take a cruise? I'd say, yeah. If well, it was like half price, would I would.
Where well, we would docking? You get on a cruise? Yeah, I think I would.
Only question.
Would you ever go on vacation?
Is where
well,
we
a lot
docking.
Of people won't.
No, they're savages.
Look at the stocks of those cruises. I'm sure they're way down.
Let's
By
see.
The way, the economic. Are we going to discuss the economic ramifications of this?
Because yes, we are. That's pretty close plentiful. To the next thing on my list.
Oh, okay.
So after some employees of a German car company were diagnosed with the virus, children of other workers in the company were turned away from schools despite their negative test results.
Because your daddy works at Volkswagen.
Where someone else had the virus.
Yeah, you ain't coming in here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're getting a little out of hand, aren't
that's,
we?
That's
now,
the point.
I think
there
you
is
guys
hysteria.
Probably go along with all this.
There is a hysteria for okay. sure over
and you don't
the
think,
point I'm trying to make.
And you don't think quarantining the entire populace,
Everybody.
Maybe shoot on sight?
Yep.
That's
shoot on
not,
sight
that's
a little
not well. Pretty much.
Fucking shoot them.
Or you're arrested or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think they're going to do if you leave your house?
Arrest you and shoot you.
That's a good question.
Absolutely.
I guess,
yeah. Ruby Ridge.
Did you ever watch Crazies?
Oh, yeah. It was a good flick.
Fuck. They rounded everybody up there and just kept
that
them in the back
of
the truck
of virus,
and shot them.
What do you think Bernie would do? Stay know. In your houses? If you step outside?
You don't have to
Bernie sounds like a male version of Greta.
Yeah. He's Greta. Too, he got Greta on the loins.
Greta on the loins. That's gross. She's Billion a child, man. He ain't trying to. He ain't trying to go there.
I'm not. He is.
Let's see. How about this, Armand? Talking economy. HSBC, which is a big-ass bank over in China.
Yes.
They plan to cut 35,000 jobs via amid the virus and well, all the protests going on, too.
Well, I'm not sure if that's economic or just they're, you know,
right.
keeping people waited to...
35,000 jobs isn't that much. In, you know,
in one business?
Yeah, but like... I'm like, okay, maybe it is. Never mind.
In one, any one fucking business cuts 35,000 jobs.
Walmart did it apparently because there's only one fucking aisle open, so they had to have cut 30,000 jobs.
Well, they hired a bunch of robots.
Yeah, they got it's all automated now.
Yeah, that self checkout's where it's at too. To be honest with
it's
you.
It's not too bad, and you're over here bitching. There's only one aisle open. I don't even go to the aisles, but there's only one fucking aisle open. It's bullshit.
And look at all those people over there standing in line. Bunch of morons.
I liked it. I like the self check. I'm pretty
Me
good
too.
At it too.
So look at it this way. The reaches of the economic implications are pretty far and wide. Think about this. China is like the number one exporter of anything basically on the planet.
Ever.
Yeah.
They're closing. They've closed so many fucking ports at this point, it's almost impossible to get the
their factories too.
Out. Something like 20 million plus shipping containers a day are not making it out of China.
That can't be a right number. 20 million a
20
day.
20 million containers a day.
Containers? Yeah. That's not that, you know.
Yeah, that's not that hard.
Containers. One cargo.
They're 20
ship.
Foot by yeah. 10 foot by 10 foot or something like that is a container. So, I mean... Could be,
you know, the real problem though is well, one of the big real problems is that a lot of the medical, you know, medical. I think 85% of the medical goods we get, like gloves, masks, and all this stuff, surgical instruments, such, come from China. Apparently,
right in China,
and they're not coming in either.
Where's my page 6? There we go. So South Korea's fucking leader, he is warning of a dire impact on their economy. President Moon Jae-in of South Korea warned Tuesday that an outbreak of coronavirus in China, his country's biggest trading partner, is creating an emergency economic situation, and has ordered his government to take actions to you know, survive the fallout. I think he cited difficulties for South Korea companies getting and getting components from China, as well as sharp drops in exports to China. So that's kind of, you know, I didn't think about it that way. It's more, I was thinking shit coming out of China, but they can't even ship shit in now.
Well, I guess you don't want the people that are shipping it in to be going back home with it.
Who fucking knows?
If you could take, let's say, for instance, a commodity, let's say something you understand, like a bale of marijuana to China, and you're going to make like 1,000% profit, would you try it? Would you take the chance?
What's the...
Depends. How long have I been in business?
No,
1,000% profit. So you're investing, whatever. You're investing...
1,000 more than normal?
That's not even the question that you need to be asked.
Yeah.
What's the penalty when you get caught?
Penalty. It's like, are you going to risk the disease? There's no penalty.
The penalty is death.
Would you risk going there with this coronavirus?
Nope.
I would, yeah.
Hell yeah.
For 1,000 times more than normal, that's 10 runs in one go.
Right. If I had like $1 million or whatever, $50,000 worth of pot, I was going to make $500,000.
If I already have a couple million in the bank and I don't need it,
no, that's different. No, I'm talking you got $50,000 worth of pot and somebody's going to give you $500,000 to take it to China.
They buy my plane ticket?
Yeah. All expenses paid.
Am I going to get caught on the way in customs?
Whatever. Not, that's, that is, okay, it's not. It's chocolates, all right?
Okay.
It's not marijuana. Okay, so there's no
What problem. Do I got to do when I get there to fence it?
Just sell it and come back. Right. You got to stay 3 days and you got to come back.
Sounds easy, Armand. Who?
Well, I don't know. If it's so risky, this virus is going to kill you, you wouldn't do it, would you?
No.
So that means you're not that worried about it, correct?
Not that worried about what?
The virus.
No, I wouldn't go.
You wouldn't do it. I would. Would you?
What's the question? Sorry, I was looking at my notes again. You guys were arguing, so I didn't care.
Frank, would you?
Would you go to
that? Somebody was listening.
No, would you go to China with a bale of chocolate? Would you go to China and sell a bale of chocolate at 1,000% profit?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
And 50,000.
So you're not that worried about the virus?
No.
He is.
I'm not that worried.
I'm not going to China with a bale of chocolate.
Just what part of China? I mean, there's plenty of parts of China.
Wuhan, China.
Wuhan. Yeah.
The meat market at Wuhan. And you got to have a steak.
They've already got your table set up at the market. Yeah.
Oh, come
on, tell you what,
Chastity.
I wouldn't know
until
I'm in customs
coward.
On the Chinese side. When I'm off the plane getting ready to go through customs on the Chinese side, like, you know what? Turn me back. I'm probably wrong. Send me back.
I'd go.
I've got drugs.
At this point, Everett knew exactly where he fucked up.
I'm getting on the plane.
Boy, are you guys pussies.
Apple has cut its sales forecast directly because of this virus.
Yeah, and you should have bought yesterday because it's back up today, damn it. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah,
but how much would you have made if you'd have bought yesterday and then sold today?
Yeah.
It depends on what you bought. You could triple
$1,000 of what you're saying.
You couldn't have tripled your money.
Sure you could have.
It did not.
If you buy options, I didn't say the option did. Sure it did. You know anything about options? Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it.
Tripled.
I think a lot of times
it depends on what you buy.
Here you sit with no extra hundreds of millions in your pocket, so you don't know shit about them either.
Hey, if I can lose $500,000, I can certainly know how to make it. I just can't
Where
do it.
Is that?
Just don't want to.
If I knew the future, I'd be a billionaire. I'd be
Would you know?
I'd be mini Mike Bloomberg.
Would you?
I'm taller than him.
Calmer than you are, dude.
You know, I skipped a whole fucking section here on accident.
Calmer.
Well, if I had $70 billion, I'd be pretty damn calm.
That's true.
We were talking about how they were giving AIDS virus medicines or HIV virus meds to the people. They're giving them Keletra. Are you familiar with that one?
No. I prescribe antifungals.
Well,
athlete's foot.
Yeah,
more than
not really.
Yeah, that's what I'm an expert.
This might be more something you would know. Chloroquine for malaria.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually trying that shit out on it now. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
What one did they make? They mixed two together and got one that was effective for SARS, wasn't it? The SARS that they
mixed. Boy, sounds like they're trying everything. Yeah, you know, what the hell?
That's pretty much what they're doing.
Yeah,
everything
who cares?
Everything they come across, they're just basically trying.
I could do that.
But they do that every time one of these viruses comes out. They start just throwing the cocktail at it because, I said before, they don't know what's coming out every time.
Sure. What the hell? Give them a Tums. Yeah, milk of magnesia.
So
throw it all at
them. What these are doing is just basically, it works on one virus to stop this whatever protein to keep the virus from basically propagating. So if it worked on this virus, they're hoping maybe it'll work on that one, and they're having some success with it. So.
Reverse transcriptase and all that shit turns RNA to DNA, incorporates the DNA of the host and all that stuff. That's what a retrovirus does.
So let's get into some more of the conspiracy and rumory type shit here.
Yeah.
Listen, if anybody out there wants me to take something to China and is going to give me $500,000 to do it, I'll go.
Armand, no fucking drug deals on the air.
How many times are you going to tell you this?
Anything legal.
Anything
chocolate.
Contraband.
I meant chocolate.
Give me some chocolate, not, quote unquote.
The rhetorical question isn't about the law. It's about this virus. I'm not that worried.
Is that it? Is that what the rhetorical question?
What are you
question?
Doing?
Quotations, bud.
No. Air fingers.
End quote, out quote.
Begin quote, end quote? End quote,
yeah, that's what I said.
No, it's open don't quotes, try. Close quotes. Isn't
don't try
it? Is that how you do it?
Open and close, yeah. Begin. Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
you do with a door.
Pre-quote, post-quote.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right.
So the New York proceed. Times had this to say about the state's failure to properly
fake
treat.
News.
Here we go.
Yes, a rag.
All it right. says nothing to do with United States politics, so you could probably believe it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Authorities silenced doctors and others for raising red flags. They played down the dangers to the public, leaving the city's 11 million residents unaware they should protect themselves. This is New York Times alleging this over the Hubei province and Wuhan people.
Yes.
They closed a food market where the virus was believed to have started, but didn't broadly curb the wildlife trade. Their reluctance to go public in part played to political motivations as local officials prepared for their annual congresses in January. Even as cases climb, officials declared repeatedly there had likely been no more infections. Dr. Lee, one of the doctors who came out of the first one to come out about it, he's the one that died just recently.
He was the director of that
read
hospital.
About that, yeah.
He says if
probably
the officials,
was coming up with a cure, so they killed him.
If the officials had disclosed information about the epidemic earlier, I think it would have been a lot better. There should be more openness and transparency. You should never ever say that about the Chinese government. Especially in China.
That's why he's dead.
Transparency?
Yeah. I think it should have been something that they didn't do. It was pretty much bad.
The question,
I disagree with the government.
Yeah. I wouldn't go brooding that about.
Speaking with the Chinese newspaper, the Southern Metropolis Daily, that's what he had to say. He wanted to return to the front line after he recovers from the virus because it's still spreading. He doesn't want to be a deserter.
Go ahead and desert.
Well, he died.
Oh, yeah. Right. He died. Well, it's better than being a deserter. You'd rather be a corpse or a deserter?
Deserter.
He was hospitalized on January 12th, tested positive finally on February 1st for the virus, and died on the 7th.
That's it?
That's pretty
that
quick.
Right.
That's quick work there.
The incubation time on that's way... That, come on.
And what's interesting, he was a 34-year-old man, not an 80-plus, a 60-plus-year-old
right,
citizen.
Right, because 80% of all the cases that died were from, 50 and up?
60 and up.
60 and up. So, yeah.
So watch it.
34, 6 days?
It's very weird that after having been confirmed to have it, he died that quickly and being that young.
Well, that's why it invites the question. This is a very convenient disease to have if you're a Chinese official, don't you think? Because you could knock off anybody you want and say, oh, yeah, we diagnosed the guy
a week ago. Just quarantine the whole party.
And shoot whoever the hell you want. Yeah, we had a quarantine.
It.
He's never coming out of quarantine.
Duh. On December 30th, 2019. Perfect. He posted to a group of medical school alumni on WeChat. You guys remember WeChat? It's like Kick or like texting app. It's just another one of those millions. It's used big time in China.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's used over here too. Any which way. He informed doctors that 7 patients in his hospital in Wuhan, a city of 11 million people, were quarantined with symptoms similar to those from SARS. Chinese officials were not pleased. In the middle of the night, the Wuhan Health Authority requested his presence, asking why he had publicized the information. 3 days later, under police duress, he signs a document stating he engaged in illegal behavior by informing fellow doctors of an emergency health threat.
Damn.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
What about HIPAA?
A week after that's whenever he...
I think it's a violation.
Definitely a violation. Let's see.
Wouldn't that be great?
Definitely. Yeah. HIPAA would come into play here.
Well, you're Xi Jinping, right? It's like, wow, this is great.
I don't know what the fuck you just said.
It's the president of China.
Yeah, that's why I knew that. Of course.
Anyway, I mean, wouldn't this be a great way to get rid of everybody we hate? Quarantine. Here's your air fingers.
Like this.
Quarantine.
So New York Times is also saying in rumors, China has been caught arresting journalists who report about the coronavirus.
Sure. Get
having
them
hospitals refuse to count particular patients and rushing cremations so there's no evidence of increased deaths.
Good idea. Yep, that's right. You got to stop the outbreak, You can't. So you got to cremate them very quickly, even if they're alive.
Even if they're alive, just
sure,
toss them
still cremate
them right.
Right. Up. I mean, this is
here's a phone call. Make your last call. You're going into fucking.
This is a pandemic. So don't wait for them to die. Just burn them.
So maybe,
Jesus Christ, Armand.
This has got some Holocaust.
That's what Xi Jinping is thinking. This is perfect. This is great.
So this is a Holocaust, basically.
Yeah, he's wanting to march people right into the fucking ovens here, Armand. Just alive and everything. He don't even give a fuck.
Saying about marching, just set them on fire.
And it's China.
March anybody and anything. The fuck?
It's
who
China,
cares about
so they
put
a flamethrower.
Yeah. Reprocess them into a Soylent Green type thing.
Yeah, we
give to the people. Soylent Green.
And then they're gonna ship those
it's
fucking
people,
the corn grown in those fields over here to us. We're gonna eat the fucking corn, and we got mad cow disease or whatever the fuck.
I assume that you can contract the disease by eating tainted meat or whatever, but I think it's airborne, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't know about
it. You know, that's weird.
Meat.
I didn't actually test. It makes sense that it would be.
Let me cough on you guys.
Go ahead.
Just to test.
I'd rather you didn't. I find that gross.
I'll cough right on you.
I'm not afraid of getting coronavirus from you because you don't have it.
How do you know?
I'm relatively fucking sure you haven't been exposed.
Yeah.
That you know of, allegedly.
There are plenty of other pathogens in that mouth, let me tell you.
Ah,
who knows what
you.
He's got
kiss
lurking.
Kiss your mother with that mouth I'm on?
Adenoids. No, I don't.
That's right.
I don't kiss anybody.
I think that's gone through basically everything I had. Yeah. Well, what else you guys got here?
I don't know. We got a listener. Fuck.
What's the listener?
Fuck you, Tan.
Fuck you, Tan.
Fuck you, then. I'm a semi-quarantine.
Oh, fuck you,
then.
Very
fuck
good.
You, then, man.
Self-quarantining myself. Okay.
It's crazy over there. Yeah. Thanks for that chat.
Yes, Vietnamese listener. Fuck
you,
Tan.
Yeah, he's definitely. He could be Thai.
Yes. I couldn't believe they were giving him HIV meds for this. Like that to me blew my mind. Like, how is this? Is this close in a viral fashion to
close enough? I mean,
listen, if you were dying of it, give me everything, right?
Yeah, give me one
at
of
that
everything.
Point. Yeah, you're right. Fuck
shit.
It.
Yeah,
fuck
let
it.
Me have it.
Give it all. What do you got?
Give me chemo. Bring I mean, if, that, if you think there's a chance, whatever.
I mean,
I don't know.
What do you got to lose? Right.
Right.
Damn.
I don't think much. But
so what would you guys do if? Theoretically speaking, it did hit the U.S. Like, it's already in our state.
It's here in Illinois.
Cases
yeah.
in Chicago. What if it started to blow up kind of like wildfire, like it's done over in China? Say there were 70,000 cases reported in northern Illinois. We're here in southern Illinois. Would you start to get worried, Armand?
No.
You would not be worried.
Will there be docking facilities?
For those of us not
I'm
infected.
Telling you, anybody
yeah.
with
for the non-infected.
Anybody with a robust immune system, I don't think would really have to worry about this. At worst, you're going to catch like a cold.
But what about
robust?
That's
you,
my opinion.
Are you not worried about for society in general that we
no.
could have, you don't give two shits? Okay, well, that's fine.
See, that's what I said. I would want all of you fuckers to be in your houses.
I have nothing but scorn for society in general anyway.
Because whenever the virus and the outbreak's done, I still want there to be a society. So that way you fuckers got to stay in your houses too.
I don't think this is a threat to society, okay?
But you ain't a virologist.
Let's take this specific
I'm better. I'm
COVID-19 off the table.
Podiatrist.
Say this is Megaviri 2021, okay? It's not coronavirus.
Well, this is different. Okay, yeah, sure.
So
people
there's
are dying in the streets.
There's a new virus. It's the flash in the pan virus. There's been 70,000 reported cases in northern Illinois with a 4% fatality rate.
Okay.
Would you be a little bit worried? It's not the coronavirus.
No. I'd probably go. Now, if you said... Would you travel to northern
it's
Illinois?
Guy.
Probably not.
It's fucking guy. You ain't going to be worried about that. Now you ain't even going to buy no fucking face mask.
So hold on.
Nothing.
No. To say sanitizer. You're worried about your today, would you be worried about like, well, maybe this is going to be moving further south? Would you at least have that worry? It's 70,000 cases in northern Illinois. Do you think there's a chance it's going to spread south? Aren't you a little
what's
bit worried
the, what's
about
the period?
But you're saying it's like a 2%.
2 to 4% fatality.
Well, if it's like this and people over 7 years, I'd get my dad
so
the
you're
hell
saying
out.
This fine.
I'd be worried for my father. I wouldn't be worried about for me.
This country can soak a 4% fatality rate. That's fine.
4%? That's fucking nothing. They're taking the ones at the bottom?
That's the old people. That's Social Security. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Problem fucking solved. No more Social Security.
Jesus,
you're asking
Armand.
If I'm worried about it.
I know.
If I were 85, I'd be worried about
ain't
it.
Ain't allowed
yeah.
to give you shit. Ain't allowed.
You just like so, like you feel like you're strong enough to just overcome the virus then. That's what's going
yeah.
on here, huh?
I never get colds. I never get sick. I got a good immune system.
You're fucking wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong? I know my own history.
Look,
I've been
when
sick
I used
in 10
to
years.
Engineer fucking biomechanical weapons.
I remember that.
I remember some shit, okay? And yeah, you wouldn't survive.
What'd you use? A soldering iron? You're a welder, for
I
God's
can't
sake.
See right. that small to use a soldering iron, okay?
Oh, all right. But so you're going to engineer some kind of doomsday bug,
I
huh?
got a microscope, don't I?
You need it. Here, take these. Oh. Take mine. I'm not
He didn't look at them, so
what's
don't worry about
him?
It.
Yeah.
What got into you?
Well, I don't need those anymore, so. Ceremonial.
He started it.
Started what?
I think
I don't have
your magazine went out of order.
No, started
I
it.
I'm done with them. I've went through all everything I've had basically.
Cut that out. Will you? What is
if there
this?
Was if there was anything that I'd be slightly perturbed about is that we're basically done with the meat of the show 49 minutes in.
Oh,
Just kind of a bummer.
No, hell no. Much
to bring to the show today.
I think, but
I'm not really perturbed.
Listen, these questions you guys bring up are stupid. The real question is, is this the Chinese government behind this?
Yes,
we've been asking.
Oh, that's all day. Okay.
I could have told you that. Show's over.
I don't think it is.
Fucking government did it.
There is no fucking way
we'll ever know proof of that.
No, we'll never know that.
I'm just saying it is very convenient. I don't think the government.
They fucking did it.
I don't think the government did it, but I'm just saying I think they're taking advantage of it. Wow, how do we use this?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a
let's release another virus that's pretty fucking deadly. We want to see the spread, the outbreak. You know, they want to be able to.
But here's the thing, though. This is why they're fucking stupid, because this redounds against them, really, because you grind that economy to a halt, which is what's happening. That's not good for them either. I mean, the people are going to be up in arms.
Yeah, and then they're going to come asking for what do we owe them? Couple trillion? They're gonna come asking for that shit.
About that stuff.
That's another
reason. Overthrow the government. That's what I'm worried about.
We hope fucking China goes down. We don't want to pay them. Then.
China's economy starts. Hey, can we get that money? What fucking money?
I think we owe Japan more than we owe China.
What fucking money, China? You and your little virus over there. Go fuck yourself.
You used to have a fucking 100 million men waiting in your army. What do you got now?
Yeah, no shit. Not the strongest marching army in the world now, are you fuckers?
Yeah, since the show's over, Victor wants to hear 20 minutes of Greta impressions.
That's fine.
I'd be glad to do.
Yes.
Greta, can I ask what your favorite
TV show is? There will be a top on the grill.
What's your favorite classic TV show, Greta?
How dare you?
I'm sorry. It was just a question about your watching.
Listen, have you heard about that? Somebody in the chat says you can be reinfected.
Child. What's that?
A second time. Reinfection.
I've always been told you can't get AIDS twice.
Double jeopardy.
I always heard if you get something and then you give it to someone else,
Fifth Amendment.
You don't
Double
have it
jeopardy.
Anymore.
The joke always was actually, you can't get herpes twice. You know what I mean?
That's true.
There's different types of herpes, so careful with that.
You sick fucks.
Using panties as masks.
Fucking guys, you're a bunch of perverts.
Dude, I seen a picture of a cat. No shit. Somebody put a fucking face mask on a cat in China. Mm-hmm. It had the eye holes popped out. It was like our standard human one.
Yeah.
But they cut out eye holes, and the cat was walking around looking through a mask, just walking around.
That's a very valuable cat.
Dude, I'm telling
Dear
you, there
cat.
Were 10 fucking people at the courthouse this morning with face masks on. 10. No, I counted
But
them.
You think it's because of this? It's probably just because of flu. It's flu season. Look, it's been a pretty virulent flu season.
Should
they
ask.
All had on their shirts, they were written, it says, I have this mask on because of corona. It's exactly
well,
what
well,
it
then
said.
They're idiots. They wasted their money on masks then.
Oh, we got a request from the Discord. Ask if we can hear the Jewish lady voicemail.
Oh, my God.
We'll play it in the after show.
After show. You get
hey, listen.
Betty,
I don't want to be here.
Rovenstein.
That was from Countess Yamazuka.
After I leave.
So, maybe.
All right,
any other requests?
It up.
Fuck, I like requests. This is kind of cool.
How come the YouTube's not notifying people of the show anymore?
I don't know, dude. I think it's YouTube fucking pissed at us or something.
My Greta imitation.
Could be.
You can't
you
do
click
that.
The bell, man.
All right. Yeah, I guess that's a good enough stopping point for now. We'll be back here in about 15 minutes with the live show. Armand will be...
Well, wait, how about a little prognostication here? Okay. What do you think's going to happen?
I think it'll be like every year. This is
all right, by June, let's say it's June 1st. Are we going to be worried about this?
No. Nobody.
What do you think?
In fact, by July 1st, no one will remember coronavirus. And by next year, there'll be a coronavirus all over again. People will be like,
yeah,
oh,
so it's just... We'll hear it. 6 months, we'll know what we were distracted from.
6 months. I think by May 1st, we're not going to know. I mean, we're going to know. We're just going to say, we're not even going to worry about it. It'll be way in the past.
I don't disagree. I was a little bit scared of it last week or the week or so, but that's the hysteria that the media creates with
exactly.
everything.
You don't think
what you got to think about is what is the fucking Wuhan virus here covering up? What have we been conditioned to forget?
That's what I just said.
What are we forgetting then?
What are we being distracted from?
Exactly. What did you know this? Fucking your boy Trump. Commutes Rongo Joy Blagojevich.
This is really fucking weighing heavy on Everett. This is really,
yeah,
really weighing heavy on it.
The
no politics guy is pissed about this.
Here we go.
He's
okay,
a crook. He was given a sentence for trying to sell a Senate seat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And what's crazy is this cross.
The guy did like 7-8 years. That's yeah.
So what? He had a 14 fucking year sentence.
Okay. What do murderers get?
Yeah. Why did he commute the sentence? Because
he thought it was 8 years was enough.
Well, there's plenty of motherfuckers in prison for doing less than trying to sell a sentence.
Let them go too.
My point is
fucking free Pimp C, right?
The point is what prompted this? What fucking backdoor deal was made to get Rod out of jail?
Oh, come on.
Something.
Bullshit. He's a Democrat. At this point,
right?
why would Trump
get him out? Yeah, what advantage can it be to Trump to get him in Illinois of all states?
See, I can't
like
believe
he's going to win Illinois.
I don't get it.
He's going to lose Illinois.
What's that's what it is. You can't wrap your head around it. You don't understand it. So you're just firing back.
Maybe he just thought it was unjust and said, he's that
unjust. He's doing time for selling a fucking sentence seat.
Trump, I got 12
How
million.
How long are you supposed to do? I mean, goddamn.
It's not Trump's. It's not my job or your job. It is a judge's job to sentence. He was sentenced.
Then why give the president the ability to commute?
It's a pardon.
Well, you think he'd be a little more judicious with it. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Okay.
I guess let's just go crazy with the abilities you have. Let's start fucking wars.
Is he a threat?
Why give him the ability to fucking start war? You know what I mean? Or just attack people by executive
You got a problem with sanctuary cities?
Well, you
got to
have Congress's approval for that.
What do you think about sanctuary
cities?
For war,
but you can attack anybody on executive order.
Yeah, Obama did it.
That's not my point, Armand. My point is, why give a criminal...
I don't see any discernible point.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem with you Trumpers. You'll eat the shit that he puts out for no particular reason. He released a convicted criminal for no good reason given publicly. Out of prison, commuted half of his fucking sentence.
It was a
white collar
crime.
David Rich?
It was a white collar crime.
Doesn't matter what kind of crime it was.
Not saying
he was given
it does.
A sentence.
Yes, saying it was a white collar crime.
It makes a hell of a difference what kind of crime it was.
No, he didn't rape anyone.
Right.
He didn't sell drugs.
Why don't you give him life? Is life fair?
It's corruption at the highest point. He's trying to sell.
You want
to
just kill the guy?
Why don't you execute him? It's almost treason, in my opinion.
It's pretty bad because you could have just.
What do you know about politics? You don't think that happens every fucking day?
What I do know about
it should.
What I do know about it is how a democracy
should
work.
You know that.
How a democracy should work is not you sell the fucking seat that should be voted on by the people.
It happens all the time.
It shouldn't happen. And he was caught. And now our president.
He was caught.
And now our president says
all the time.
No fucking big deal that you went around our
democratic
system.
Now, hey, if Bernie would have pardoned him, how would it be then?
Yeah, if it was any motherfucker other than Trump, people would be burning the country down.
If Obama did, I'd say the same thing.
I don't
Obama,
give a fuck about politics
right?
or Trump. I've said it 100 times.
Obama.
Trump is my president. This is a bullshit move. A bullshit move.
Of all the things that people are getting.
That's
outraged.
Why I couldn't remember.
This,
I didn't know
this,
why
I've
it got
heard,
him.
I've never seen him this.
I don't know why it got him. It got him.
I've never seen him this anime.
Think about it, though. He doesn't know
this.
The guy. He was quoted saying, don't know him. Seems like a nice guy. He did 8 years. That seems like long enough. That tells me that behind closed doors.
He does fucking know him.
There was a fucking deal made of some sort. It's fucking corruption again.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Stinks of corruption.
That's so like, and when we first started this, we started this whole fucking thing here, Ever Surreal Talk. Somebody kept telling you about fucking government corruption.
It's not been in your face like this, though. You know what I mean? You know how the president of the United States pardoning an ex-governor for trying to sell a Senate seat. That seems pretty fucking bullshit to me.
I don't think anyone could have envisioned flying airplanes into buildings, you know? And
what the fuck are you talking about?
Because you said it's never been in our face like this before. Yeah, it was.
It has nothing to do with the
government corruption has been in our face plenty of times before.
How does 9/11 have anything to do with government corruption being in our face? There was no obvious government corruption for 9/11.
Wait a minute. Let's try to put this in perspective.
Let's.
This is heinous crime this guy did. All right.
Pretty
heinous.
He
got a 14-year sentence.
Seems fair.
He served 8.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of the last 6, this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
It's not. I'm not saying.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it because I've never seen you.
No, it's highly bullshit and
about
obviously
anything.
Corrupt.
Yes.
Why would he do it then? Okay.
Good fucking question. Why would he do it, Armand?
I think he thought it was enough.
Why is that on his radar? Why is that on his radar?
He woke up Tuesday morning and was like, hey, you know what would be a good idea?
Illinois is a nice state. What happened about what kind of governor?
Rod was on my apprentice show, right? He's still in prison. Let Rod out.
Yeah.
He was nice on my show. You think that's what it is? He's on my show.
I don't think it's such an egregious thing to do, okay?
No,
I'm no big Rod Blagojevich fan.
It's just such bullshit. Okay. It's not a big deal. It's just corruption right out in our faces. Not a big deal, though.
And you think that's unique?
No, I don't think
it's not in your face. It's not. Then it didn't happen.
It's the boldness of the shit.
Happens all the time.
And it's fine because it's bold and it's
how about
Trump.
Mark Rich? Have you ever heard
how
of Mark Rich?
How do you not
Rich?
Find this not to be bullshit? Just because it happens everywhere else all the time, how can you not find still any time this happens to be egregious?
I don't think it is egregious.
I think it is.
I don't think so.
I've always thought
if
it
was 2 more years, if he served 10, is that enough for you?
Nope.
Doesn't this happen all the
Native,
time?
Native, right. It doesn't matter if it's always been on our face. It doesn't matter how many times something happens before it's still not right.
That's
you know what I mean? If you see racism every day, just because it happens every day, doesn't mean
it's
okay. I'm
going to explain this a little bit better for you.
Please do.
Calm
explain
down.
It to me.
So if Bernie sold the fucking seat and was
I'd
in prison.
I'd be like, go to prison, stay there.
Exactly. Oh. That's my point. Now, if fucking Trump let Bernie out, everybody be
bullshit.
Pissed. They would
I wouldn't. I said 8 years? I'd say enough. Let him out.
Armand, he fucking sold a Senate seat.
You know,
that's
he would be fine
a person that decides the fucking
you
fate
know, he's
of
not
our
lying.
Country. They write the goddamn laws, right? Am I wrong here?
He's
that's
not
a
lying.
Senate seat. That's an important
Wait,
fucking
it.
Position
it.
To be held in American politics.
Okay,
am I wrong?
You know, that, He's got the authority to give the Senate seat to everyone. He can appoint whoever he wants, right?
Yeah, but he did. Okay. He sold the motherfucker.
Okay.
He can appoint whoever gives him the most money.
Before. You don't think that's ever happened?
That's not the
why
point.
Why does that matter? What does that have to do with anything?
It is the point.
No, no,
anybody who's ever did that before should also be in prison.
Yes.
It should not be let out.
And anyone that does it after this should still go to fucking prison for their
first
time.
How long?
As long as the judge says.
That's somebody who went to years and years of law school, knows the precedents for other cases that have been set, and acts accordingly to what has happened before in our society, who normally would act democratic.
Now listen, if his lawyer would have got him a better deal now, and it's like, so let's say his lawyer got the shit, whatever, you know, hey, his lawyer fucking did some magic and now he's getting out of jail.
It's Baring C, not Baron. Thank you.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Sorry.
Leave him alone. I can't believe you got that pissed off about this. As if this is.
It's another fucking brick in the wall of the bullshit of politics in this country. Both sides are so full of shit. This one's just the latest in my face. It's like, come on. Knock it off.
It's way heavy.
Right. I don't think he would be bothered if Trump pardoned Bernie.
I wouldn't.
For anything. He could have shot somebody in the face, and as Trump said,
selling a
you're
Senate.
Okay, Bernie. I don't give a fuck. Come on out. Let's have a party.
Trump said selling, it, though.
Selling, yeah,
Trump you're right. Said you're fine. Right. Armand's on board.
Selling a Senate seat to me.
No big deal.
Hey, no, yeah. A murderer probably gets off after 6-7 years. I don't know what the average is, but they don't do 14.
Irrelevant.
Years.
Exactly.
Very relevant.
It is not. He
blame
should
the
not.
The judicial
system is obviously bullshit if there's this kind of loophole.
Hey, now listen.
It's not a loophole. The president has the ability to commute a sentence, to pardon. That's part of the. I don't know why you think he did it. Now, whether you think it's right or wrong.
Why I think Blagojevich did it? They have him on fucking recorded phone conversations.
No, why do you think Trump pardoned him? Just because he was on his show,
I guess. He's impulsive.
No, I don't think that. I think there was some sort of backdoor deal made in politics. You know how they do? And got him out. There's probably money.
You were just admitting that you think that this is not the first time that it happened.
Of course not. Happens all the time.
So then what's the hard thing to believe that fucking Trump's got some involvement?
No, I think Trump looked at it and said the guy's done 8 years.
Trump is honest. Trump would never do anything below board.
I didn't say that. In this case, I don't think he did.
Have you seen Trump's dick lately? Oh, it's in Armand's mouth. Never mind.
Oh.
I'm going to stop looking for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't look for it.
That's not Trump's dick. That's my dick.
How dare you?
In Armand's mouth.
And it's not in my mouth. It's dotted around my penis.
How dare you?
Socialist cock in his mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Fuck socialism. We're right there, though. I'm with you on that.
There, boys.
Well, who the hell are you going to vote for, then? You hate everybody.
I do hate everybody at this point.
Stay home.
And catch the virus. Hits, you won't have to worry about the fucking president.
I'll be forced to go vote by my wife like I am every fucking time whenever I would normally rather just stay home. I'll pick the least of all these horrible evils.
I've known this guy years. I've never seen him this pissed off about anything.
I just don't think it's fair. It's not fair. This is not how the system should work. And this dickhead's getting away with it. And then his followers, his fucking Luddites, his fucking troglodyte sons of bitches out there eating it up.
Luddites? I don't know about Luddites. I'm not sure that's a proper term.
Fucking Luddites, right?
Luddite.
I'm just saying.
You mean
about troglodytes? Is that fine?
That's right. Fucking troglodytes.
How about lumpen proletariat? How about that? Yeah. Since you're a Marxist, let's
no,
use
I'm fine with troglodyte. Let's just stick with that one.
Troglodyte. Cro-Magnon?
Fucking Neanderthal.
Cronenberg.
Anyway,
yeah,
we'll have an after show here in about 15 minutes.
Yes, we will.
Hopefully we don't discuss this.
There'll be no docking.
If you're giving away chocolate, I'll take chocolate. You know that.
It's fucking mine.
Get even dock with
that's,
it for that
that's
chocolate.
For, that's for Tonga. For
Tonga, you're welcome.
It's the old Doc and Chalk collection here.
Doc and all.
All right.
Doc and all. All right, guys, check out SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
Hit us on Twitter at Surreal Talk Show.
I gotta tell you, I didn't think I certainly didn't think this show was gonna turn into that.
I didn't either.
Boy, that's
what you get. You come here for surreal talk. You come here for
it got surreal.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'm not as fired up as I think Armand thinks I am.
You were pissed.
Yeah,
no, I just think it's highly bullshit. Shit, and whenever you could sit there and it's fine all day long. You're right. All right, catch us here in the next episode. Download it. Blah.
There'll be more screaming coming.
We'll see you then. Thanks.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.